Deputy Secretary of State Robert Zoellick leaves the State Department this week for a job on Wall Street. He played a key role in developing U.S. relations with China and was deeply involved in peace negotiations in Sudan. Zoellick spoke with us from his office at the State Department, and he warns that maintaining peace in Sudan will be difficult.
What the Darfur Peace Accord creates is an opportunity to strengthen security, which is absolutely vital. Some of the fighting has receded, but it's still a place of great danger, and it could easily unravel. So that's why it's critical to buttress the African Union operation with a UN peacekeeping operation. So what I focus on are the security side, the humanitarian side, looking towards development after people can go home, and the political reconciliation process. And you have to keep all three of those moving forward.
What about on the ground? I mean, you hear Jan Pronk, the head of the UN mission in Sudan, has said the agreement doesn't resonate with the people of Darfur. On the question of UN peacekeeping force, Sudan says it doesn't want UN troops. So many things still left unresolved.
Well, that's the nature of terribly difficult problems like this. I mean, you have to take each one. In terms of the support of people, only one major rebel leader signed on, but there were some breakaways from some of the other rebel units that also agreed to sign on. And so that's one reason why it's important to get out to the camps, to explain what the peace agreement offers. That's why it's important to follow up with this dialogue. This is a key moment where all the international partners need to persuade the government in Sudan that bringing in this UN peacekeeping force is in its interest, because if it doesn't bring it in, it's my view that violence will continue. It could likely get worse. And then the government will be blamed again, whether it's responsible or not.
Let's turn to China for a moment. You've been very closely involved in developing the administration's policy on China. You've worked to integrate China fully into the international economy. But it seems to me that there's always going to be a sort of perennial weighing of economic interests against concerns about human rights in China. How ultimately do you resolve that tension?
Well, I think there's those issues, and there's also security questions. I mean, what basically I tried to set forth was not a big shocking shift, but perhaps a restatement, recognizing that for the past 30 years, seven administrations have had the goal of trying to integrate China into the world economic system. China's integrated. So now the question is, integrate to what end? And this is what led us to develop the notion of China being a responsible stakeholder. It has a stake in the international system. The international system has benefited China with its growth. And so it has a responsibility to help deal with the problems of that system, whether they be imbalances in the international economy, whether they be North Korea, whether they be Iran, whether they be energy security issues. I think they recognize that they have influence. They want their recognition of their own weight. And so we need to try to channel that in ways that serve mutual interests. At the same time, there is going to be a fundamental tension, as you point out, related to the different value systems. But if you think about most of the problems in the world, energy, currency, the nuclear proliferation issues, environmental ones, we'll be a lot better off if we're working with China than against it.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Deputy Secretary of State Robert Zoellick.